Books on Tape presents The Lost Duke of Wyndham by Julia Quinn. Read by Kate Redding. Chapter 1. Grace Eversley had been the companion to the Dowager Duchess of Wyndham for 5 years, and in that time she had learned several things about her employer, the most pertinent of which was this. Under her grace's stern, exacting, and haughty exterior did not beat a heart of gold. Which was not to say that the offending organ was black. Her Grace the Dowager Duchess of Wyndham could never be called completely evil, nor was she cruel, spiteful, or even entirely mean-spirited. But Augusta Elizabeth Candida Debenham Cavendish had been born the daughter of a duke, she had married a duke, and then given birth to another. Her sister was now a member of a minor royal family in some central European country whose name Grace could never quite pronounce, and her brother owned most of East Anglia. As far as the Dowager was concerned, the world was a stratified place, with a hierarchy as clear as it was rigid. Wyndhams, and especially Wyndhams who used to be Debenhams, sat firmly at the top. And as such, the Dowager expected certain behaviour and deference to be paid. She was rarely kind, she did not tolerate stupidity, and her compliments were never falsely given. Some might say they were never given at all, but Grace had precisely twice borne witness to a curt but honest, "Well done," not that anyone believed her when she mentioned it later. But the Dowager had saved Grace from an impossible situation, and for that she would always possess Grace's gratitude, respect, and most of all, her loyalty. Still, there was no getting around the fact that the Dowager was something less than cheerful, and so, as they rose...